Hello everyone and welcome to podcast by Dr. Dad. Today I'm going to start with this particular case named Ankit, name changed. Came to my clinic, 2.5 year old, started speaking less, agitated and don't want to get involved. Now mother, she was worried if the kid has autism because Mrs. Mehta, child's sort of a class teacher from one of the preschools that the kid goes to, has stated that. She cries a little while asking her doubt and worried that what will happen now if the child has autism. Well, to cut the long story short, the child has what is called virtual autism. Now, what is really virtual autism? Is it a type of ASD? That is autism spectrum disorder. To date, scientists have not been able to discover what exactly causes autism spectrum disorder. We do know what autism spectrum disorder is. According to the Center for Disease Control or CDC, autism is defined as a developmental disability that can cause significant social, communication, and behavioral challenges. Virtual autism is actually a condition that is believed to occur when young children under the age of 3 are exposed to excessive screen exposure. This happens when screen viewing for too long of a time causes autistic-like symptoms. Now, here are the stats. Prevalence of autism spectrum disorders has been on rise. But then again, there are these many studies that suggest it is overdiagnosed. Currently, children have more access to electronic media on a daily basis than those of previous generations, right? Some studies also suggest that increased screen time is associated with what is called melanopsin expressing neurons and decreasing gamma aminobutyric acid, that is GABA, neurotransmitter, and thus results in aberrant behavior, decreased cognitive behavior and language development. In one of the study, results also showed that children who spent viewing less than 3 hours per day had language delay and short attention span. But also, while children who spend viewing more than 3 hours per day also had language delay and short attention span, but also were hyperactive. Experts warn parents about risk factors of too much screen exposure, but still, 4 or more hours a day for young children is really, really serious. Intensive early screen exposure at an early age can cause problems in a developing brain. Most of the time, the child receives only certain sensations. Now, here is how it works. Let's say visual and auditory in that case, from a virtual environment. It will not get all the sensations. You can correlate these visual and auditory sensations with other type of sensations in normal scenario, like vestibular or tactile or odor or taste or tastelessness. These sensations are unable to develop in a child because whatever the child is seeing is in the virtual environment. And they're not able to, let's say a child is seeing a character eating an apple in the screen and saying, oh, it's nice, and feeling to enjoy that apple. But he's not able to understand why he's enjoying that apple, because it tastes sweet, it tastes good. In such a child, if they do not intervene early, before 2 to 3 years, these problems will become more and more acute. This can actually lead to speech delay. Cognitive abilities can be also affected. These issues can affect a child's ability to negotiate social interactions in the same way a neurotypical child will do. Now, some studies also suggest that increased screen time in young children is associated with mood disorders and autistic-like behavior, which basically includes hyperactivity, short attention span, and irritability. Some kids enjoy the feeling of tuning out of the world and paying attention to the predictable, fast-paced, and often comforting atmosphere of the virtual world on their screens. And in the same study, it was found that even the light dark rhythms that help the brain produce melatonin, dopamine, and increase the child's understanding of the relationship to themselves and others can be completely messed up with too much screen exposure. These phenomena can cause children to experience screen withdrawal when they are separated from the world they have immersed themselves in for so long. They can lose their ability to sleep properly, even interact with others. And they can actually become depressed and even angry. The aggression that can accompany this can further damage their relationships. And you know what? It just leaves them with low self-esteem. Now, the entire family actually can be affected because of this. Every person's mental health is important. And one person in the family, if that person is struggling, the entire family feels the effects of it. Technology overuse is inevitable. Okay, fine. That's kind of given in the world that we live today in. Not just for children, but all ages struggle to balance time in front of screens. Maybe your parents who do not allow technology for your kids. If so, you are definitely genius. And the world would want to know how do you do that. Now, the big question is, can virtual autism be reversed? The best way to reverse virtual autism is to prevent it in the first place. If virtual autism is not prevented, there are things you can do to help your child overcome its symptoms. Brain is an amazing organ, like literally amazing. It can heal itself, it can learn, and it can rewire too. Author Victoria Miller and Diego Gomez Nicola explained how the brain's ability to regenerate cells is unlimited, contrary to what was believed before. Early interventionists believe that earlier we begin the treatment in children with virtual autism, the better the outcome is. That means allowing them to develop their minds through exploring the world around them and interacting with their peers and others, eliminating their screen exposure for a time while they feed their developing brains. It is vital. Here are a few ways that you can limit the time, the screen time. And this is offered by Christiana Ballin. Make a daily schedule to follow with the child. Establish rules for the use of TV, computer, and the phone by the child. Remove any gadget from the child's visual contact. You can also try offering rewards when the child respects the daily schedule. Building a special place in the house with exciting things that can be used when the child gets bored and wishes to play on the tablet. So the focus will be on something new. The TV and the computer will be closed while homework is being done. And the TV shows, computer games will be chosen with discernment, physical activities. Walking will be of great significance here. A special mention I want to give here is to sports. Physical exercise is a very good way to go ahead. Here's a little bit about that. Physical activities have a major impact on the emotional development of the child. Emotional health is very important for the development of the child and can be greatly stimulated by movement. With the help of sport, the child grows physically, of course, mentally and emotionally fulfilled. Sport stimulates interactions. With the help of it, children will learn to be patient with others, to wait for their turn, you know, and to be even responsible, to respect others, and to be accountable, to cope with unexpected situations, to adapt more easily. There's so many things. And last but not the least, actually, they will make friends of the same age and with the similar passions. An important pointer here is also about parent-child interaction. It's a must-do. It has been found out that screen time overexposure has been seen more. It has been seen more in children with less parent-child interaction. So to be honest, there are so many things that you can actually do with your children instead of handing them a tablet or any other form of screen. You can try some in-house yoga, puzzles, it's almost a lost art these days. Fishing, I mean, if you have that sort of facility around your house, there's so many board games you can try. Building blocks, be a child again, it'll also de-stress you. Hiking, cooking, if your child is really very small, then you can try some flameless cooking options. Drawing or coloring, visiting an aquarium or zoo, going to the beach, the list is endless, you know. The reference has been put in the text for further reading. We really hope you liked today's podcast. I would request you to rate us, to review us on whatever platform you're listening this podcast on. Thank you.